Good morning, Sir Shinan. Good morning to you from the sports team. Let's start off with this morning's Doozy Canoe Marathon action. Now, the third and final stage of the action takes paddlers 36 kilometers from Inanda Dam to Blue Lagoon this morning. Now, the marathon continues from yesterday's action where Andy Burkett and Christy McKenzie shone through as they both extended their leads in the men's and women's races, respectively. The second stage of the men's race saw second place Bonello Quella narrow the gap on Burkett through a clever decision at Gorging Weir, where he narrowed the gap to just under 20 seconds. Matt Fenn is also in the mix, having made up three places on the day. In the women's race, McKenzie extended her lead despite a few challenges. She powered her way to a convincing stage win ahead of Nikki Burkett in second and Bridget Hartley in third. And then in some cricket, South Africa's six-match ODI losing streak came to a spectacular end when they crushed Afghanistan by 107 runs in their Champions Trophy clash at the National Stadium in Karachi yesterday. The Proteas won the toss and decided to bat first, with Ryan Rickelton adding a century and half centuries from Themba Bavuma, Aiden Markram and Rassie van der Dissen. They put together 315 for 6 before bundling out Afghanistan for 208 in 43 overs and 2 balls. Rahmat Shah hit 90 for Afghanistan, while Kagiso Rabada took 3 wickets. And then in some football, Ruben Amorim has denied being Manchester United boss is the impossible job. Now, he goes up against one of the predecessors when they face Everton in the Premier League this afternoon. And David Moyes was the first person to succeed the legendary Sir Alex Ferguson in the Old Trafford dugout 12 years ago. United haven't won a top-flight title since, but Amorim says it was always going to be difficult following in those footsteps.
This club had a figure that is you cannot replace, and in Sir Alex Ferguson, and then is a hard job to do it because was everything was connected with one person, and when that person leaves, is really hard.
Ending off with some rugby, Scotland are going for 5 wins in a row against England when the two teams meet in rugby's Six Nations this afternoon. Now, the Calcutta Cup clash at Twickenham follows defeat to Ireland and victory over Italy for Gregor Townsend's side. Co-captain Rory Dodge says they won't be underestimating their hosts.
They've been a really good team for the last 12 months and been the wrong side of scorelines up until last week, but they've always been playing against top opposition, and it's been really close games and ones that they've been in it, and I think, you know, under no illusion under what's going to come, they're a top